return of the president after such an extended absence raises significant concerns about transparency and accountability in our political system. For over 50 days, we have not known where our president is, and what the government did was that they decided to silence everybody, not to talk about the issue. This fueled public anxiety, but it also highlighted a troubling pattern where the government tries to control the narrative and try to stop people from expressing their concerns or from knowing the whereabouts of the president.
Politically, is there a downside to it?
Definitely, you know, we if we live in a democracy, people will want to know where their president is, because literally speaking, the president is the employee of the people. And if you employ somebody and that person is absent from work for a number of days without explanation, you will want to know where the person is. And for they to come out and say people should not talk about it, people should not mention anything about it, that shows you the kind of tyranny disguising as a democracy.
But some people are suggesting that his arrival basically gives the ruling party, the CPDM, a lot of energy in terms of their campaign to rally support for the president.
Well, that may sound true when you look at it in the, at the surface level. But when you speak with ordinary Cameroonians on the ground, with ordinary people on the ground, there is a lot of dissatisfaction. There is a lot of disappointment, desperation, because of the way this country has been run for the past 40 or so years now. And
opposition political parties are saying they are registering a lot of support across the country, and this time they will pose a significant political threat to the dominance of the ruling CPDM in the coming general election. Do you think their assertions are legitimate? Because some are also questioning why they wouldn't come together to form a united front in order to really give them the chance to defeat the incumbent.
Yes, Peter. The idea of the opposition coming together is a great idea. In fact, my party, the SDF, and other opposition parties recognize the need for unity and collaboration, because it is important for these political parties to pool their resources, whether financial, strategic, or organizational. They do that, they can present a more formidable challenge to the CPDM. They are committed to that, but there is one thing we should not lose sight of. You know, the CPDM has built a significant advantage by systematically exploiting state resources for its benefits. However, the strength of the opposition lies pretty much with a clear vision for Cameroon's future. The opposition can indeed challenge the status quo and offer a viable alternative to the electorate.